In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I served pre-sanctified liturgy today in the prison, and to be frank with you, it's a rather rough thing. Pre-sanctified liturgy is a very elegant and complicated service, and I was the only one who understood it, and because of my lack of organization, I didn't have a complete book that had everything spelled out for the men. So I had to do a lot of, you know, going over there and telling them, you read this now and you read this and here's how you do the Brachimenon, etc., etc. And it was rather eclectic how they read the Psalms, different people read, and so it was not the kind of environment that I'm accustomed to. Sometimes it was a little bit bewildering, a little bit sort of distracting. And I was standing before the altar, and something was going on, and I had this thought. Sometimes I have thoughts before the altar that really just kind of really knock me over, and just they're things that I believe come directly from God, trying to get through my thick head. Now, I have a lot of thoughts before the altar that are not from God, that are just from my own lack of attention. But this thought was one that really edified me. So I'm standing there, and there's this distractions, and there's this that's going on, and that that's going on, and my singing is not really fantastic. It's better than their singing, but it's... I kind of sometimes can't remember the tone, so I sing everything in sixth tone, or for the Lord I've cried, somehow I got a little mixed up, and I left off two verses, and they didn't know. I mean, it doesn't matter, we're just doing the best we can. Throughout all of that, then I had this thought that really my major task as a priest of God, akin to St. John Chrysostom, to St. Basil the Great, to St. John of Kronstadt, they're priests. And in the case of St. John of Kronstadt, he was no more a priest than I was, or than I am. The mysteries that I celebrate have as much holiness in their intrinsic worth as his, because, of course, the mysteries are God's. But there's something missing from my ministry. It's getting filled in, it's getting bigger. But basically, there's only one thing for me to do as a priest, and that is to pray. Everything revolves around that. Both prayer in my home, prayer for all of my flock every day, and prayer especially before the altar, even when it's distracting. And just to have my prayer rope and be praying, usually I end up just saying, Lord Jesus, have mercy on the whole world, because there's so many people that I want to pray for, I just can't get them all in at once, because I got to say something in another 3 seconds, or do something in another 3 seconds. So it's just, Lord Jesus, have mercy on the whole world, and especially sort of like wrapping my arms around, my mental arms, around those that are with me, that whatever they need, they would get at this service. That's all that's important as a priest. Now, it's good to be organized. I'd sure like more of that. It's good to be a good preacher. It's good to be a good counselor. It's good to have gifts of insight. It's good to be patient. It's good to have unflappable energy so that you can just keep going and doing stuff when regular people conk out. All that stuff is good, but the most critical thing is to pray. That's it. And so serving the liturgy in the prison is so critical, because that is the epitome of prayer. Even those who practice the Jesus prayer understood that the liturgy is the epitome of prayer.
It's the highest. It's the summit. Because, of course, you can pray the Jesus Prayer during the liturgy, and you can be holy in God during the liturgy, and God gives himself wholly to us during the liturgy. Not a portion of himself, but all of himself to each one of us. And when we pray the liturgy, things happen. They just do. But I have a feeling things don't happen as much in my liturgies as they did in St. John of Kronstadt's liturgies. Not because he was more of a priest than me, because he wasn't. A priest is a priest. Not because his mysteries were more holy, because they weren't. His mysteries were the whole body and blood of Christ, and the mysteries in which I preside are the whole body and blood of Christ. But he prayed like fire before the altar. And I pray like a heat lamp before the altar. That's all that matters as a priest. And these guys have varied needs. They have varied backgrounds. It's just incredible the amount of stuff that they have that I deal with. But fundamentally, they need me to pray for them. Perhaps I'll say something that helps them. Perhaps I'll give some counsel or a sermon or whatever. But that is not my primary role. My primary role is to pray for them, to love them a lot, and pray for them. That's all that matters as a priest. So I guess it's kind of presence. Presence before God with those that are God has entrusted to me for some unfathomable reason that I don't understand. That's all that matters, is to pray. And that's why I'm so glad that I pray the liturgy at prison. I haven't done it for very long now, probably about 2 years or so. And I should have done it long before, but there were some obstacles, and I didn't try hard enough to overcome those obstacles. And now they've been overcome, and I pray the liturgy in one prison once a month and another prison once a month. And I think there's great grace. We just had 11 people come. There were times when we had 2 people come. And they have a kind of a rule, you have to have 3, or else they won't let you come. And for a month or so, I was not allowed to come some years ago. But now we have 11 people, and actually could have a couple more if everybody, all hands were on deck. And this is tremendous. I think it's because of the liturgy. And every single one of these people, whether they're Orthodox or not, has been entrusted to me by God for me to pray for them when I'm at the liturgy and every day. So that's all that matters as a priest. That's my prison ministry. Driving down in the rain and then the snow in order to pray for my small flock. That's my prison ministry. Of course, there's tons of other stuff that gets done, but that is the root of it. That is the center of it, and that permeates everything. It's not just the center. It is always involved in every aspect. And I also had a thought, as I was kind of thinking I wanted to talk about this, that presence is really all that God requires of us. Presence with Him and bringing our loved ones into that circle. He doesn't require us to be smart. He doesn't require us to be erudite. He doesn't require us to be organized. He doesn't require us to be good catechists or to have insight. He requires us to have presence with Him and presence with others. Now, some of those things happen because of our presence, but primarily we are to be present. And I was thinking, as a father, that is, as a father of children, natural father, I have 5, and I just saw a great example of presence yesterday. I was teaching my grandchildren the Gospel of Matthew, We had a test on chapters 1 through 3, and they did fine. They did wonderfully. They really like it, and it's really a lot of fun to do that. And then as I'm getting ready to leave, Father Nicholas, their father, they had a regular reading time that they do, and they're all sitting there reading, I think it's from Iville to Uville or something. It's a very good kind of parable for children. And they're all on the chair and perched all over him and sitting with him. And the little ones and the bigger ones are standing around. And he was present with them. He was just present. And he was asking them questions. And the questions were good and edifying questions. And they were eager to answer. He was just present with them. That's all we need to do, is be present. I have regrets as a man that I wasn't always present with my children. I wasn't out of town. I wasn't even out of the house. I was not present because in my younger years, I didn't multitask so well. The needs of the priesthood, they're very big. And they caused me to not be as present as I should have been. When I was younger and not a priest, I did read to my children and things like that. Not as much as my wife, but I did. I think when I got older and one of my children was born when I was a priest, I don't think he got as much of me. And I don't think my children got as much of me as they should have. I'm not talking about my wisdom or fatherly advice or any of that stuff. Hopefully they've got some of that. They didn't get me as much as they should have. It's the kind of thing, well, you make the mistake and it's made. It can't be fixed now. My youngest is 18. But prayer is what brings me present with my children now more than being in proximity to them, because I can't always. One boy is in college and one lives a little bit north. Don't see him as much. They have lives to lead. I don't see them as much. But I can be present with them every single day with prayer. So I do have regrets as a father that I wasn't as present as I should have been. That's all that mattered. But I now can kind of, with God helping, make up for that lack of presence by being present with prayer every day. And I sort of have a rule that I have that I follow to pray for all of them. And it makes them close. It would have been nice if I had been more present when I was younger. It'd been nice also as a priest that I'd been more present when I was younger. I was very active. I would do almost anything for anybody. I could go hours and hours and hours of the day and not stop. But really, what God requires of me is to be present. And He requires it of you too. So that was my little enlightenment when I was serving the liturgy. God help us to be present with Him, and as we are present with Him, to bring our loved ones in. Amen.